I'm Amanda Reed, and thank you for listening to The History Author Show. This is History in 5 Friday, presented by Simon & Schuster. Check them out at facebook.com/historyin5. If you enjoyed last week's interview with Fergus Vorderwijk, you'll enjoy today's snippet on his book, The First Congress, How James Madison, George Washington, and a Group of Extraordinary Men Invented the Government. While these of the founding generation were remarkable men, we learn that the easily presumed demigods were flesh and blood human beings as much as any of us, and instead of running away from the political nature of mankind, they acknowledged its reality as they built an authentically American government. What characters formed the first season of the new United States Legislature? Here is Fergus Vorderwijk.
The men of the first Congress were, for the most part, fairly ordinary Americans. Most of them were lawyers. Some of them were successful businessmen. A few of them were plantation owners and so on. But by and large, they were fairly representative professional Americans. And the fact that these guys rose to the challenge of what was asked of them is remarkable. These were not demigods. They were not gods. The Constitution, they all knew, was not handed down from above as a sacred document. It had been hammered out in a brutal, no-holds-barred constitutional convention. Most of the members of the first Congress were veterans of the constitutional convention. And for 2 years in the first Congress, they duked it out. You know, and if you think the level of discourse in politics today is rough, read what they were saying during the first Congress. They were a lot less inhibited than we are today. We all know George Washington, of course, first president. We know something about John Adams, and we know a fair bit about James Madison. James Madison was the most dynamic figure in the first Congress, and indeed he shaped most of what it did in its first year. But there were several dozen other men, most of whose names are nearly forgotten or entirely forgotten today. One of my favorites is a man named Fisher Ames. Ames was a passionate advocate for the interests of New England. Elbridge Gerry, another Massachusetts congressman, a figure who kind of foreshadowed today's Tea Party. He challenged almost everything that James Madison attempted to do in the first Congress. And though Gerry lost most of his battles, he articulated that anti-government strain, which we still have with us today. But we have to think of the Congress as operating as an ensemble. George Washington was only the president, and the president, the executive, was far from the most important figure in government in 1789 and 1790.
That's Fergus Vorderwijk giving us some Friday food for thought on the First Congress, how James Madison, George Washington, and a group of extraordinary men invented the government. You can learn more about today's history author by visiting fergusvorderwijk.com. That's Fergus, BORDEWICH.com. If you'd like to purchase a copy of The First Congress, please click through the Amazon link at historyauthor.com. Amazon kicks us a small portion of every purchase made through the book links or the banner ad on our site, and it doesn't cost you anything extra. Subscribe to our show on iTunes or favorite our iHeartRadio channel to enjoy a brand new interview every Monday morning, to catch Classical Wisdom Wednesdays, and of course, Simon & Schuster's History in 5 Fridays. It's the perfect way to kick off your modern weekend with people from the past.